I was invited to select from amongst them subject any one of my choice. I exercised my choice and decided to deliver my lecture on a great classic. Thereafter, I had to choose a great classic. I decided to choose one by Rabindranath Tagore, since he is not only the greatest poet of modern India, but one of the greatest poets of the world, a poet in the tradition of Vyasa, Valmiki, and Kalidasa. Tagore is a versatile genius. He has accomplished masterpieces in all forms of literature, except the epic. Balaka and the Last Quartet as lyrics, Gora and Ghare Bahire as novels, Chitrangada and Daghar as dramas are his greatest classics. I could choose any one of them. I chose Chitrangada because, unlike his other great classics, it is not amply known and adequately studied. In a way, the choice was limited. If one chose a great classic, as I did, India is a multilingual nation. Indian literature is written in many languages. One had to choose a classic from any one of these languages. Only the readers who are born to that language and some others who have learnt it can have an access to it. Others have to have an access to it only through translation, either in English or in Hindi. All the classics of Tagore, which I have just mentioned, are translated into English and Hindi. Hence, I have chosen Chitrangada as a subject of my lecture. The audience will hopefully forgive me if I mention as a footnote that there is a personal reason for my choice. Tagore died in 1941. I was then a young boy of 15. His death moved me deeply. I read all his collections of poetry in English translation. I missed the exquisite charm of his music in these translations. Charming though they are in their own way, so say both Yeats and Pound. So I taught myself Bengali to be able to read him in his untranslatable original. It was my first encounter with great poetry. Like all first encounters, be it love, be it poetry, it was awe-inspiring and overwhelming. Under its spell, I scribbled a few prose poems in English and lisped a couple of lyrics in Bengali. It was indiscreet, but then it was irresistible and inevitable. Only thereafter, I began writing poetry in my own language. Since then, I have been reading Tagore's poetry in Bengali. But it was in 1961, the year of his birth centenary, that I translated Chitrangada from Bengali into Gujarati. It is a verse translation in Vanoveli, a numeric Gujarati meter, which is parallel to Payar, the numeric meter of the original. It is like the original in unrhymed run-on verse, but it has varying line lengths, unlike the original, which has lines of uniform length of 14 letters each. Since in my translation, thoughts and feelings are not the premeditated metrical pattern dictate the rhythms and determine the length of each line. If I chose Chitrangada as the subject of my lecture, I thought I could relive those moments of ecstatic joy which I felt while working on the translation, and could share some of that joy with the audience. Let your indulgence now permit me to proceed to my subject. So, let me begin. The title of my lecture is Chitrangada, Tagore's Myth of Illusion and Reality. In the English translation, in a note, Tagore calls it dramatic poem. Since Tagore calls it so, a question has to be asked. Is it a dramatic poem or a myth? Before one answers this question, another question has to be asked. Is it a dramatic poem or a poetic drama? It is a matter of defining its form. The question does matter. It involves its stageability. If it is stageable, then it is a poetic drama. If not, then it is a dramatic poem. But in the same note and in the same sentence, Tagore states that it has been performed in India, and further states that the proposals for its productions here have been made. Incidentally, it should also be mentioned here that it has been performed not only in India, but several times in many capitals of the world. The question does matter because it involves much more than its stageability. It involves the question of its content. If it is a dramatic poem, then the content will be more lyrical than dramatic. But if it was a poetic drama, the content would be more dramatic than lyrical. Let me leave the question at that. For whether it is called a dramatic poem or a poetic drama, its content has a poetic as well as a dramatic element. Chitrangada, as we shall soon see, is a superb poetic as well as dramatic experience. I shall now return to my initial question. Is Chitrangada a myth? The question can be answered as follows. The original story of Chitrangada belongs to the greater myth called the Mahabharata. What is more, if one compares Chitrangada with the original story, one finds, which also we shall soon see, that so much that happens in Chitrangada does not happen in the original story. If one accepts that a myth never happened, if it happened, it would be history. It is myth because it never happened. Something never happened is there in a myth. A myth never happened. It is always happening. That's why it never happened. You can't say that it happened in the past because it's always happening. That's myth. If we accept that a myth never happened, it's always happening. A myth is true to the extent that it corresponds to what we have experienced and recognized as part of universal human experience. Then Chitrangada is a myth. Incidentally, it should also be mentioned here at the beginning that Tagore has created two myths, not one. Both equally great. They together sum up Tagore. Chitrangada and Tagore. There's a lot of personal experience involved in both these myths. We'll come to it soon. I left Tagore out because time and space would not permit me to include. Tagore has written 44 plays in the course of 58 years. He wrote his first play, Valmiki Pratibha, in 1881 at the age of 20, and his last play, Shyama, in 1939 at the age of 78. He wrote them in a variety of dramatic forms, drama proper, musical drama, dance drama, tragedy, comedy, satire, farce, and improvisation too. Chitrangada is the 10th among his 44 plays. As a verse play, it is his 5th, and as a verse play in blank verse, it is his last. The idea of writing it came to him suddenly while traveling on a train from Shantiniketan to Kolkata in the spring of 1891. He wrote it in Pandua near Cuttack, were written in winter. He published it in the monsoon of 1892 with the drawings by Abanindranath Tagore and dedicated it to him. He translated it into English himself in 9 scenes instead of 11 as it is in the original. The original has 11 scenes and dedicated it to Mrs. William Vaughan Moody. It was published in a limited edition by India Society in 1913 and subsequently by Macmillan and Company in 1914. He adapted it as dance drama in 1936. So the play has haunted him all his life. He returned to it at the very end of his life. He returned to two other themes also. And all of them have at their center heroines, Shyama, Chandalika, and tomorrow we are having this, isn't it? Seminar on women and writings about them. Tagore is one of the world's greatest feminists, one of the greatest champions of women's liberty. Though he didn't believe in liberated women, he believed in femininity and not feminism. The source of Chitrangada is the 13 verses, 11 in chapter 207 and 2 in chapter 209 in the Adi Parva of the Mahabharata. It consists of 11 scenes in 1,400 lines in unrhymed. It's a very short play, only 1,000 lines, like any other great play in the world's dramatic literature. All the Greek plays are short. They are hardly 2,000 lines in length, but they have survived for 2,000 years. I'll come to it, its Greek form. In unrhymed payar meter, a numeric meter which has 14 letters in each line, there are 3 male characters, Arjuna, Madan, and Vasant, 1 female character, Chitrangada, and a group of villagers. The locale is a forest and a temple of Shiva in Manipur. The time is 1 year from one spring to another during Arjuna's exile. Tagore included Chitrangada in volume 3 of his collected works, Rabindra Rachanavali, in 1940 and prefaced it with Suchana, a note. In this note, he mentions the genesis of the play, how and why it occurred to him, and when and where he wrote it.